Hello. Yeah. All right, I gotta find the Cheryl. Let's see if I still have my clips from the other day. Let's see. Okay, one moment.
You're welcome.
Held down. Uh-oh, it ain't working. Oh, fuck. Oh, well. Does that one work? Do it? No. Okay, anyway, let's call the Rilch. Okay. Okay. Sorry, audience. This is Madge Weinstein, a lesbian with food allergies. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
She is perfectly normal.
Why you gotta do that to me?
Because it's been a while, and I feel like you've forgotten what's important.
I think Rachel Cann is important.
No comment.
Why are my lines not moving? Hang on one second. It's working fine. I just had to make sure it was recording.
It may even be somewhat off your control. Mm-hmm. It is an irregular flow of blood. It's normal.
To the uterus.
To have a vagina. Many a boy.
Right. Inward.
Wow.
Inward.
Hello, honey.
I'm finishing some Häagen-Dazs. I was at the Jewel. This fat, retarded cashier, she just took a year to ring me out, and then I ran into my friend Bill.
Now, is she actually retarded? Like, she's unemployed, and she has the downs.
Yes.
Did she have red hair?
She was black.
Did she have red hair?
No. How many black people have red hair? Lapsy.
I've seen a few. Next in line, please. I think she had red hair.
Oh, well, you're talking about that. You're talking about artificially red hair. She may have had some.
So often down people have real red hair, but you never know. Now, honey.
Yeah.
What you been doing?
Oh, girl. It's been too much. I was going to do a video show tonight, but it's too late.
Yes. We don't want to gang up on anyone or, have any of that. So it's probably better that it's just, the newer, more perfectly boring program. We don't want anything too exciting.
No, we don't want to make fun of fat people. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure not. For sure not.
Did I tell you I have a new name?
For what?
For me, so that I can reinvent. My name is Cunt Stench Mingelbert.
I don't like that.
Well, what's a good name?
Well, I don't know.
Auschwitz Channing.
Wow.
Auschwitz Gas Chamber Channing.
I like that. I mean,
Tabagoo McGraw.
So for that Auschwitz Channing. That's cute. Klan. Mm-hmm. Now I'm told that the Klan name is Irish. But then the question is,
like potatoes?
How is she Irish?
That's the potatoes. Couch potato.
It would make more sense if the name was something like Emmanuel Euripides. The world's fattest man.
Uh-huh.
That's his name. He just got married, honey.
Oh, yeah? Did he get a turd up his butt?
A turd. No, not that kind of married. Now listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite disturbed by the fact that
my home. What?
Listen.
Go Go ahead, I'm
that
listening.
You were thinking of renaming this program to Yeast Fun Show.
No, it was and Yeast also, Fun No Chin Show.
Fine. And also, you wanted to tell me something, a book, a story on a Saturday or something.
Well, it's not really a story. It's more just an occurrence.
Okay.
You see, I have my new beautiful home, and I wanted to show it off.
Oh, I got a photo online.
So, a certain someone decided they wanted to see my house. And made me have sex with her.
Who?
A certain person I used to have sex with.
Clarissa?
A little. Mm-hmm.
Wow. She made you?
Uh-huh.
How was it?
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, it ain't nothing.
I'm sure it isn't.
Mm-mm. Now that we've established the fact that we hate each other, we can have sex without guilt. Or emotion.
Or protection.
Speaking
it's easier
of.
That way. Mm. It looks very nice, Nate.
What? Oh, my apartment. Thank you. I know, I'm afraid to be here because I don't want to mess it up.
You know, the floor looks very old. It looks good.
It looks so wonderful, Cheryl. I just can't get over it. And I haven't been able to get... I can't get myself to put it on the market. I just like it too much. Oh, my God.
00008.
What?
Oh, there's a third one to flicker. In the horrible...
The fatty? I didn't know if you could tell that how fat he was from the picture. It was a little
bothered. Oh, yes.
Can you see his BD?
I want to make it bigger. Ooh, it gets very large.
Do it? It's from a phone, you know.
Well, it gets very large, and wow. He got his computer in there. He's probably got his Twitter account going. And, you know, he's probably listening to his programs on the Mivio. And
I tried to take a picture of him while he was still standing, but you know how obese people are with having to breathe. And, you know, by the time I got the picture out, he had already gone, woof, into the chair.
So the fat settled. It's a very sad.
Now I got to find my minutes. Hold on. I got to find out how long I can talk. I don't think it's very long, thankfully. Okay. 9 minutes as of yesterday, but of all people, Zillafag saved the day by giving me a donation. You know, I was so surprised because I thought Zillafag wrote me off because he was so mad because I censored his comment on Eat This Hot Show. But he liked the Chicken Fat song so much because he grew up with that or something. But if anybody has the video of Chicken Fat, please, the Chicken Fat song, please send it to me. Fuck me, Vio.
Chicken fat.
So we have a total of 29 minutes available, thanks to Zillafag.
Great. That's very exciting.
Hold on.
You're a very important woman.
Of Luna. See? Mm-hmm. So sure. 29 minutes, goodie. Yay. So people, remember the rule. I only talk for a minute of every dollar donated, which is probably good for most of you, but for those of you who want to hear more of this shit, I need a dollar. A jeweler.
Well, if it was considering the last program, I would never give you money ever again. But,
what last program? Not the Rachel Kane? You didn't like that?
That was the last program, honey.
You didn't like it? I didn't like it.
Listen.
I gotta find that clip.
If I wanted to listen to you talk to that thing and to make me so depressed that, well, let's just say that,
don't yap too much about menstrual pain.
But it was very depressing.
It happens.
And it confirmed that she's more of a mess than I even thought.
She really is.
Now, she's a very nice woman. But
I didn't like it.
A complete mess.
I didn't
complete
like it.
Mess. Me, I'm perfect, beautiful. Did you see my new photo?
It looks disgusting.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's beautiful.
You look ugly in it.
I didn't like it.
Wow.
You look real glay. You looked glay, honey. Glay.
Glades. Uglades.
Just glay, Nades. Just glay.
Honey. Really?
You look glay, Nay. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Glay, Nades.
Nades.
Glay, what? Nades. There's a comma.
Woo, 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 woo.
I'm so upset about my taxes. You can't imagine how dreadful it is. A certain now I'm not going to name names here.
Right.
And don't you neither, because I don't want to have to edit. I can't. If I have to edit this show, it's going to take 3 weeks to post.
You know what somebody said to me the other day?
What?
They said, was this supposed to be a secret? I don't even know what it was about. And I said, well, what do you mean? And then they told me how, there were three different shows where you said, I'm only going to say this pork, and it's a secret. And you, over three showgrams, you exposed the entire thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
Please don't be concerned. Anyway,
okay.
So, hypothetically, somebody who hypothetically I used to work for. Sorry, I ate too much too fast. I ate a box of Mentos, then I ate a Haagen-Dazs one biter, you know, the single service of cookie dough, and then I ate a pretzel bagel with turkey bacon. Anyway, I just ate all that. Let's analyze
indigestion.
I'm not going to talk about it. Anyway, I hope it was an error. But hypothetically, somebody overstated my income to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars, and I'm fucked.
Whoops.
I'm fucked, and I'm not getting any return phone calls from, even though it's 2 days before tax day, from...
From the cunt?
Exactly. Well, no, not from the cunt. Not from the cunt. The person I'm waiting on a phone call from is not a cunt.
Okay. Now
it's all hypothetical anyway. You don't get it. It's not real.
I do get it, honey.
Oh.
So basically, I'm restricted.
So basically, we're done talking about it. Next.
Oh, okay.
Next topic. What's next? How's your cancer? Gone, I hope. Is it all gone?
Well, as far as I know, I go to the doctor next week. And
Dr. Clitoris?
Excuse me?
Go ahead. I'm just talking. I was just trying to juice up your story by saying Dr. Clitoris. Blah.
I'm going to my doctor about the clitoris on Monday.
Okay.
And
that's good. That's today.
See how old that goes. Excuse me?
Today was Monday, so you went today.
No.
You went today. You just said you went. You're going Monday. That's today, Cheryl. That's today.
Next week, Mary, next week.
Next Monday. Well, you should have said next Monday.
Okay. Monday's over. Come on.
Depends on where you're at, bitch.
I'm going to go there, and it's going to be a mess.
Okay.
And, I've just been busy starting back at my job.
Did the children miss you?
Oh, yes. One of them recently, let me get this older one. Where did I put it?
Oh, what is this now?
Older one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. See?
Play that again, please.
What?
People keep calling me Yetta, and I don't even know what that means. What does Yetta mean?
Do you like Cheryl's daycare?
Yeah. Oh, Cheryl. That's terrible. That's not nice. Who's asking her the question?
Yeah. She likes it a lot.
Who's asking the question?
Excuse me?
Who is asking the question?
Me.
Doesn't sound like you.
Daycare.
I heard what you said, but it doesn't sound like your voice. It sounded a little less tan than your voice.
Well, that's because of taking my sleeping medication, and I won't be going to sleep.
God, so I hate when people deep. Call me Yetta. I don't even know what that means.
Yetta. Yetta.
Yetta.
Why?
I just think it's
chicken
rude.
Tetrazzini.
Mm-hmm. Chicken Tetrazzini. You know, I have good news. Sassy Sarsi wants to interview me on her program.
Really?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Jealous, hate, hate, jealous, hate, hate.
Really?
Seriously, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
She reaches tens of listeners. Mm-hmm. Oh, honey. Is she going to wear her face?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Her face.
What's a Yetta?
Excuse me? A Yeti?
A Yetta.
Some kind of animal.
Yetta. What does Yetta mean? It's actually a baby name. Yetta is a very popular female first name and a very rare surname. Since when is Yetta a popular first name? Displayed below is the baby's name popularity for the girl's name Yetta. 400 people were named Yetta in 1900. And in 1930, 800 people were named Yetta.
Ooh.
Oh, no, this is the ranking. I'm sorry. So in 1900, Yetta was the 500th most popular girl's name.
I had to drag my body to the bathroom.
And in 1930, it was the 800th most popular name.
I had to drag my body to the bathroom.
In the past, I'd say since 1930, it has not been popular at all. Yetta is not a common name, Cheryl. It's short for Henrietta.
Name.
Let's see. Oh, look at, listen to this. Yetta. This is from the. Yeah, this is from the Urban Dictionary. Yetta, adjective, an American term for someone who is unexplainably attractive. A hot female, i.e., woo, that girl is looking Yetta.
Woo.
I.e., goddamn, look at that Yetta. And then, i.e., see Fulton. Oh, my God. Listen to this, though. Definition number two, an interchangeable term for nigger.
Oh,
you better not be fronting Yetta. Oh, I'm a pop you kneecaps. Person B.
What?
Yo, I isn't fronting Yetta. Don't be trying to pop my kneecaps or I'm a pop yo Yetta ass.
I think that you came up with this post-program.
No, I swear I didn't. This is what John P. calls me.
With the saying N-word, 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 and now you came up with this new one.
Can I read definition number three?
Sure.
Definition number three. Well, it's the exact same one as number two. Exactly the same. I like the first definition about beautiful. Let me play it on the computer and see how computer voice likes it. Will you stop that fucking thing?
Code.
Enough with your baby talk. Hold on. I'm almost there. Okay, shut up.
Yetta, three up, one down, an interchangeable term for nigger. Person A. Yo beta, not be frontin' yetta, or I'ma pop yo kneecaps. Person B. Yo, I isn't frontin' yetta. Don't be trying to pop my kneecaps, or I'ma pop yo yetta ass.
Now, this is then what it says underneath.
Nigger, negro, nig, nigger, g. Nigger, negro, nig, nigger, g.
So fast.
Finnabinny boo. Finnabinny boo. Finnabinny boo. Finnabinny boo.
I'm gonna look up finna now in the Urban Dictionary. Finna. This should be good. Finna. This is what you pay for $1 a minute. Oh, here, this is good. This is good. This is good. There's three definitions here.
Finna, 447, up, 211 down. Finna, the state of being about to do something, also, One who always says they are going to do something can be referred to as finna. Example, you know what you finna do, finna? You finna ride the fuck out.
Here's another one. Are you still there, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Literally means going to, came from, fix into, I finna give you an L.A.S. whoopin', Chris Tucker, finna take it to the house, trick daddy fix into, gonna about to get tinned ready to fix in.
I don't know.
What?
Abbreviation of fix into, normally means going to,
fix into,
I'm finna go to stew.
Oh, that's finna what Andy said a lot.
I'm finna go to stew. I think that means I'm gonna that's go what, to school.
That's what Andy says.
Fixin'. Right. Who's Andy? Who's Andy? Sofa Beatties? Who's Andy Nades? Who's Andy Melton?
That's a good name for this program. Who's Andy Nades? Who's Andy Melton? Come on.
I'm stuck at home while everyone else is out and about. I talk about nothing. Stuck at home. Okay, she's not answering that line. Let's see if she's answering. She's fucking
the clan.
It's a clan. Also known as. Come on.
Beatus.
Blurred.
What?
Nothing. Blurry person.
Oh.
Blurry Channing.
No.
Blurry Channing. Blurred Channing. He better fucking answer. I'm just going to just go to Tennessee and blow up that whole place. God damn it, Andy. God damn it.
Who?
It said for a quick second, failed user unknown. I think I'm still banned from his life.
Stop talking about Beatus.
Mm-hmm. So your cancer's gone. That's good. You feeling better from the chemotherapies?
Slowly.
That's good. And what else? We only have to talk for about 7 more minutes. Do you got any funny jokes? Any more poop and panty stories?
Making some cookies.
Well, how? How are you finna make cookies, Nades?
Well, they're frozen, and I'm warming them up in the microwave.
Why don't you just eat the cookie dough? That's some yummy-ass shit.
No. They're already made. They're just frozen.
They're already Nades?
Mm-hmm.
Nades?
Mm-hmm.
Nades?
Yeah.
Nades?
Morker.
Triple who it belonged to. Oh, wait. Bradley Trainer is drinking. Look at her Facebook. Bradley Trainer is drinking Diet Dr. Pepper with reckless abandon. She just gets more and more interesting, don't she? Who is Marco Flip Channing? Is that related to Declan Channing? I'm giving him way too much free publicity.
He's a listener. Very interesting people.
Your vagina smells, I think. Let's see. Facebook is boring.
Especially now that you changed the crap.
That makes me hungry, Cheryl. I want cookie dough. Why didn't I just buy cookie dough instead of the fucking ice cream? Oh, because I like the
ice cream. Listen, bitch, you had more than enough food.
No, I guess what? I still have a TV dinner to make after you. A Salisbury steak, healthy choice. Nades, Sheila. You know what? When I was out at my sister's house, we for like 10 days. Oh, my God, Cheryl. I was so sick of diner food and being homeless and going from place to place and taking care of my friend's dog because he was in the hospital and all this shit.
And diner finally, food.
Oh, I mean, I like diners, yet. You know, that's racist.
Wow.
I'm not going to let them call me Yetta because that is racist. It means Negro. It's wrong. I'm going to show him the Urban Dictionary and make him. Let's call him. I'm going to call him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call that bitch. I know he has to get up early tomorrow, but I don't care. You know she's just on the phone yapping and yap. Don't yap it.
What do you mean she has to get up early tomorrow? She don't got a job.
She has to do something tomorrow. I can't say what it is. Maybe she'll tell.
She got a new job.
I'm not talking about what she do. She gets mad at me when I tell people her shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm, she do. No, we're going to say don't yappity yap so much. Oh, my God. Andy's still ringing? Oh, shit.
John Phillips.
Oh, my God. Wrong one. Cheryl?
No.
I accidentally called this really old man who used to work for Mayor Daley. I forgot I had the wrong John P. I feel really bad.
What did he say?
He said his name. Why does it still say Andy Melton ringing?
Hi, you reached John.
What the fuck?
Record your message after the tone.
I don't understand what's going on. This new Skype is getting to be bullshit, Cheryl. I think he's got his... He didn't answer my call. Don't yappity yap so much. What was I going to ask him? I forgot. Cheryl.
Cheryl. About getting up early.
No, I was going to ask him a question. There was a reason. Yetta. I was calling. Oh, yeah, Yetta. No, fuck it.
Moon.
Soon we'll be done, Cheryl. Don't worry. Just a couple more minutes. Let's see. Oh, I didn't include the time that I was on before you came on, which was about 30 seconds, when I said don't yappity yap so much. Two more minutes, Cheryl. That's all we got. Oh, you know what? I'm going to watch The Tudors. The Tudors is back on. I got two episodes to watch. Hey.
Cheryl Murkowski can't wait to get back into the gym. Cheryl Murkowski feels so goddamn good after an awesome workout. Now it's food-making time. Cheryl Murkowski is drinking Diet Dr. Pepper with reckless abandon.
Stop stealing Wanda's Facebook status. Or Bradley Trainer. How come gay people always use their full name and straight people abbreviate? What's that about, Rich? Rich Aroni.
Well, Cheryl's back in the gym getting all pretty and shit. He's off to grow some boobies.
Oh, no. Tomorrow's Tuesday. That means I have to record Eat This Hutch show.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it'll be uplifting as usual.
Maybe it'll be about suicide or the gym or maybe old gay movies that no one cares about anymore.
No, a lot of people care. Old gay movies are never a bad topic, you dumb bitch. Just because you're an idiot doesn't mean nothing. Except it means you're an idiot.
Make sure to skip it.
God, I'm so devastated. I just don't know what to do about this tax thing. It's really a mess, and nobody will write me back. Nobody says anything. It's really terrible, Cheryl.
Well, honey, all I'm going to say is that the police said it was the date. It's the 13th. They do on the 15th.
Yes, they are.
Now, the people that you're dealing with are having people like yourself call them today and saying, oh, hey, I have a really fucked up tax situation. Would you fix it, please? And everybody's doing that to them.
It's not everybody.
2 days before it's due.
It's not everybody. It's just a couple people that are in this unique situation. No, I'm sure of it. It's a very
knowing who the people are that you're talking about.
God, just shut up. I'm not going to edit anything, and don't fuck with me.
I'm just saying.
Don't fuck with me.
That they're probably very busy, honey.
They are. We all are. You know what, Cheryl? You're very ugly.
You know, my point is just this.
Okay.
Last year, I received a round of venture capital.
Oh, no.
And ever listen.
I'm listening. You got venture capital last year. I was listening. See?
Ever since then, I have been so busy designing marketing plans, making sure that I can generate enough traffic so that I can get some more VC and DVD when it comes around again. It does not
include
Pop Unders. So don't go there.
Oh, you didn't go there. You so did not go there.
Listen.
I know you didn't say Pop Under.
No, I said Paul Dover. Now, my point about all of this is once you get the VC, things get very fun and complicated. What I did for myself was I created Cheryl Enterprises, and I opened 13 daycare centers that all failed.
God, are you nuts?
I was disciplined in three of them and did not go to jail. And, I'm courting some more VC, as it were, and I've been flying back and forth on my jet since I'm rid of the cancer now. And
Sure.
You know, it's great. So life is very hoovered. And
it is.
Hopefully I can then go back to the good old days and just play with my blonde hair.
Play with your what?
My flowing, greasy blonde hair.
Hold on, let me try P once more.
Sure.
I think you need to change your name in the meanwhile.
BCDVP.
Hi, you reached John.
God
please.
Damn it.
Record your message after the tone.
Cheryl, fuck it. Never mind. It's not working, this new Skype. Every time they do Skype, a new Skype, it's fucked. Only Oprah seems to get it right.
Really?
It's fine when Oprah uses it. Yeah, she never has a problem. Oprah.
But even when she has fat people on a program, it still works.
Well, she has to have huge people on now because... Oh, my God.
You gotta make yourself look skinny.
This picture is really ugly. I know you've seen it. This woman with the enormous boobay. Oh, God. Jesus. Did you see this picture?
Yes, I think so.
Una Margaret
Somebody
Burke.
Emailed it to us.
Brian Perganade sent it, posted. Anyway, look, I'm out of minutes. There's not going to be any more Yeast Radio unless people donate, and that's the truth, and I'm not lying. So
right.
We're down, I guess. Wait, let me see how much time. Or did we go over? Okay, people.
Right.
We went over by already. We went over by 3 minutes. You got such a bonus.
Wow.
Such a bonus.
You got a whole story about the VC and the DVD
and the stink
and taxes. Hopefully, by this time, the next time you hear from Madge, she won't have any more tax trouble.
That's right. Hold on.
That's good.
Oh, okay, sure.
Say goodbye.
Good boy.
That's good.